Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He proudly presents Life Solutions, coaching, counseling, naturopathic medicine, insights for successful living and getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome. We have an exciting guest today. His name is Kevin Downs, and he is the producer of the new movie that came out yesterday called I Still Believe. And that movie has Gary Sinise, KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, and it's about Jeremy Camp, his story. It's such a wonderful movie. We saw it yesterday.
We saw it yesterday, and we are so pumped about it. It is a wonderful, wonderful film. Kevin did a great job in all the production angles, and but then also the directing. Everything is wonderful. The actors are super, and the message is inspiring and encouraging and for everyone.
And you know, Kevin was Officer Shane Fuller in the movie Courageous, if you saw that movie. And acting in that movie really changed his life. So we want to, he has done a lot of directing. He also, not directing, producing. He also did I Can Only Imagine. And we are going to share that interview with you right now.
We have a very exciting guest today, Kevin Downs. He's an actor, producer, director. And he has a new film coming out, I Still Believe, coming out on Friday, March 13th. And we are so excited to have you, Kevin. I know that you've been acting a long time, and I didn't even know you were producing and directing. So we're just so glad that you're here.
It's good to be here. How are you guys today?
We are good. We're so glad to have you. And one of the things that I was interested in was just your the fact that you started acting when you were in college, and you've really kind of followed your dream, it sounds like.
I did. You know, I actually majored in theater my first 2 years in college, and really just fell in love with it as a way to kind of express yourself. But I grew up kind of a quiet kid and didn't really talk a lot, but acting was a way to kind of do things with yourself. And so
sure.
You know, I moved to Los Angeles my junior year in college and started going to a church down in L.A. and met some other actors that were Christians. And that kind of got my start in this whole concept of doing movies that glorified God and showcased the power of the gospel. And 20 years later, I'm still doing it on a little bit of a bigger scale now with I Still Believe opening Friday and like over 3,000 theaters, and it's in IMAX, and it's crazy. But I feel really blessed to be able to tell these true stories that can really impact people in a positive way and give them hope and inspiration and just a zeal for life. This one, a love story, and love is such a powerful theme in the Bible, and it's a powerful theme that we live and have access to in our life. And sometimes we don't take advantage of that God really created love, and he defines love for us. And this story encompasses what love is, and it's a visual image of what love is. And I couldn't be more proud of it.
Well, thank God for you, Kevin, and for your message. And what a wonderful medium to portray that, you know, all those loving emotions, you know, that are going to be coming out of that.
Well, and we saw you first in Courageous, Kendrick's Brothers movie, and you were Officer Shane in that.
That's right.
And then you have done recently, I Can Only Imagine. Did you produce that?
Yeah, I produced I Can Only Imagine. This is my fourth film producing for the Irwin Brothers, who directed I Still Believe. They directed I Can Only Imagine. Before that, we did a movie called Woodlawn and then a movie called Mom's Night Out. And so, you know, we've really fallen in love with the true story concepts. And I can only imagine with such a great experience, cathartic for the audience, that I came across Jeremy Camp's story for I Still Believe about 8 years ago at one of his concerts, and met his manager and met Jeremy, and God just really orchestrated the timing to come out with the film at this moment. And so you never know, you know, how these films are going to work out, and it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I think this one's timing is so perfect for what we're going through in our society. There's a lot of fear and trepidation and illness and anxiety. And this film really is a visual image that, that God really is in control of it all, even though we live in a fallen world, and we are certainly imperfect people.
Well, and I know that for you, this story is dear to your heart, and Jeremy Camp's story is so incredible. So we're really excited about it. And how much can you tell people? I know it's coming out on Friday and you don't want to give away too much, but if you can tell us a little bit about Jeremy and his wife's story, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy, the movie takes place when Jeremy was a late teenager, lived in Indiana, and he came out to Southern California to go to Bible school. And he met Melissa, I think his first year out here, and they fell in love and got married. And then, like, not long, like a month or so after they got married, she was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, it was literally a battle for them. It was a rare type of cancer, and just a struggle for them to kind of figure out what God's purpose was in their life and why. And the visual example of what he does to her, he denies himself and just chooses to serve her, even though she doesn't necessarily want it, is such a beautiful imagery of what love is. And you know, it's patient. It's kind. It's joyful. It's not selfish. It's selfless. And you see all of this kind of play out in Jeremy Camp's story. And Jeremy is such a man of God. He wears his faith on his sleeve, and we certainly have that in this movie. The movie is based on some interviews that we did with Jeremy, and KJ Apa, who plays Jeremy Camp, does such a great job to encompass who Jeremy is as a person, does all his own singing, and plays the guitar, and this kid's just so talented. You know, a great cast with Shania Twain and Gary Sinise and Britt Robertson and everybody else. So you know, we couldn't be more pleased with the film that we got.
How in the world did you think of Gary Sinise for his role?
You know what? It was Andy Irwin's idea, one of the directors. And, you know, Andy and Gary have been friends for a while. And this is the first time that we've been able to ask him to be in a film. And it took a little bit of arm twisting. But Gary really encompasses kind of that role of fatherhood that we really want. And you know, Jeremy's father was such an important part of his life as a young man. And Gary really just is that anchor and that rock in the household as his son is going through such a tremendous trial. And for me as a dad, I have three young boys, and I think, wow, how would I respond if this kind of trial was happening to one of them? Would I abandon ship and tell my son to abandon ship, or would I be there by his side and really pray for him and really admonish him and encourage him? And it's a great example of that.
You know, and Gary Sinise is such a great man, and our show is all about interviewing people we admire and helping people get better in their whole life. We love Gary, and I've never met him.
Well, we've never interviewed him, but
he's such an amazing man.
We've admired him from a distance because of his work, you know. And we were so glad to hear that you guys were going to have him be a part of the film.
And I know a lot of people were so excited about that, too. I mean, what are some other themes in the movie?
Well, the main theme is love. I mean, the movie really is a young love story you know, all the attributes of what love encompasses would be a part of this. And, you know, we don't have... You know, love is such a misdefined word in our society today. And to have a love story that really is based on the godly definition of what love is something that I've not necessarily seen before, at least on this grand of a scale. And so I'm excited that the world gets to witness what godly love is really defined as and what it's truly like in this story. So I couldn't be more thrilled with it.
What do you anticipate audience response to be? I mean, I suspect there are going to be some parts that are shocking. There'll be a real range of emotion probably. And so what do you think is going to happen to people who come to see the film?
Yeah, I mean, all of our films recently, you know, our goal is to give people a rush of hope and really an inspiration for living. Life is truly a gift. And that it's over in the blink of an eye, and we're all but vapors here, and we should really enjoy and cherish the time that we have here with those that are around us and seek how we can infuse life and inspiration and encouragement and hope in other people's lives. And that's what I think that's what God would want us to do and what we're called to do and to really show off who our God is and who our Creator is to the rest of mankind. And it's a great way to do that in the power of film.
Wow. You know, I would think that in all your films, things have changed you in parts of that movie. And I think of I Can Only Imagine. I know that probably was a life-changing experience doing that movie. How about this one?
Yeah, I mean, every film's a life-changing experience. They're like little children because it takes so much time to do them, and there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into making them. And this one, what I love about this one is, you know, we've been able to do some pre-release screenings for audiences, and you know, there's a lot of people that are hurting in the world, and everybody has, whether or not you know someone who's been impacted by cancer or not, we've all been impacted by pain and trial and suffering in some sort of way. And how we cope with that, you know, what the mechanism is for how we cope with that, I think is what's really important. It's how we react to the trials, not necessarily what the trial is that we're going through. And so this movie offers an inspiration of hope. It's literally like a shot in the arm of hope. And you come out of it really feeling like, you know what, life is cherished, life is worth living, and I really want to love the people around me.
Sounds like it's going to be a message that will be inspiring for couples. I would think if people are married and they're coming, and whether or not they're experiencing some difficulty at the time, I would think this would be a very uplifting, motivating experience for them.
Yeah, it's not just a relational movie. It's a movie that is universally about love. I think that's the biggest thing. So whether you want to translate that to your parents or children or just friends, people in your community, a neighbor, it's no different. I mean, you know, all of us, we have neighbors in some fashion. And I know growing up, like, you know, it's very common. You see it in sitcoms, right, where you have the unruly neighbor or the neighbor that you don't necessarily like. And what can we do to impact our neighborhood and our culture in a way that God would want us to do it? And that's by showing love and really being an example of what love is. And I think this movie really helps to kind of define that and give a visual image of that.
Well, and I don't think there's a lot of role models for married couples anymore, not very many good examples. And to have that in this movie, we see a lot of married couples that are struggling. And yep. Every now and then we see an incredible couple that has such love that really blows us away and that are committed in a way that we have never seen before. And it sounds like that is what this movie shows.
Yeah, no, it really does. You know, the commitment that Jeremy and Melissa, Jeremy had for Melissa is really amazing. One of my favorite lines of the film, which is in one of the trailers, you know, she had such a perspective for such a young age and really was at peace for whatever God's calling on her life was. But she just told him that, look, if one person, if their life can be impacted from what I go through, then all of this is worth it. And now how beautiful it is, we actually get to see a movie where I already know that people have been impacted by it because I've seen people's response in some of the screens. But that sort of premonition was kind of very prophetic of her. And I love that that's happening and taking place because that's, to me, what the essence of life is about, which is can we impact other people around us in a positive way that they are encouraged or they're blessed by our own life.
It sounds like for her, she really had her identity of who she was and what her purpose was at that time in her life. And to me, it would help people really be able to handle pain and overcome better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Britt Robertson does such a great job of playing that out and portraying that out. And it's a beautiful picture and imagery of someone who is really suffering. I mean, it's not like automatically when she gets the diagnosis that she's like, oh, this is cool. I mean, you see her go through the grief period.
Sure.
And
sure.
And but she comes out on the other side of it and really is able to teach Jeremy in a way that is really quite beautiful. As much as he doesn't want to accept it, you see him accept it, and yet it just inspires him to pour out more love for her, no matter how long she has.
We are going to go to break, and when we come back, we are going to talk more about this wonderful man, Kevin Downs, and just his passion for sharing Christian films and his passion for reaching the world to have your neighborhood be a better place and your world be a better place. And then he's going to share about the incredible love story. We're going to share about that because we saw it yesterday. And we just really encourage you guys to get out to theaters this weekend. We want to give the movie a great showing this weekend. And so if you can get out there, and it's at every theater, I still believe. So stay right here after we have our sponsor speak. We will share more about Kevin Downs, producer, I Still Believe.
It's getting better, a little better, all the time.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. Jim was having a little trouble with his headphones. Dr. Jim Slaughter's joining me.
Hey, everybody. Once in a while, I have a problem fighting the machinery.
He actually helped me interview Kevin. It was such a wonderful movie. We saw it yesterday. It's a great great love story. We're not going to tell you all the surprising things about it. But Jeremy Camp, who the movie's about, he just says, I'm hoping that people literally walk out of there being encouraged in their faith, knowing that there is hope. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're going to have difficult circumstances, but you're going to have something to actually hope in.
Yep.
And I think he said, I just hope the movie impacts a lot of people. I think it will impact a lot of people.
It'll make a huge impact on everybody who sees it, I think. And, you know, the faith and the hope and the love messages are so strong throughout. And in the first segment, Kevin talked a lot about the love element in it, which is really remarkable, I think. And these kids, they were only 20 years old, you know, when they went through all this. And that's young, you know, and but it was so neat the way, especially Jeremy handled it, you know, in the whole situation with his wife being sick.
Yeah, and we love Gary Sinise. I mean, I said that in the recording. I mean, I love the guy. And he was wonderful. But I had never heard of KJ Apa. I know he's in the TV series Riverdale. I did not know that until after we started looking into him after we got home. He was fantastic playing Jeremy Camp. And Britt Robertson was just incredible. I mean, her personality was beautiful. I just thought it was beautiful. I loved her character a lot. She did incredible. And so it was just a sweet, sweet love story, and pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah, really amazing. And the emotion comes through their eyes, you know, and their faces. And I was thinking, you know, you hate to lose yourself in just the mechanics of everything, but I kept thinking, God, these guys are doing such a great job just
so good
portraying who these people were and what happened to them and everything. And so it really is not just a great story. It is a really well-done movie. It's a great movie.
It was very enjoyable. And, you know, I think that the people there were a lot of people. So, yeah, I didn't need tissues. I didn't cry like that. I guess because I knew it was about cancer, so you knew it was going to be kind of hard a little bit, but it wasn't. It was enjoyable. I just want to encourage you guys. It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable. You will like it. And I think Kevin, you know, he was in Courageous. He's been in some other movies too. We're going to play a clip in the next segment about him, so I don't want to give away all that, but he really has a passion for impacting the world, and he's worked with the Kendricks on Courageous. I mean, he was in the movie Courageous, and then he was very impacted by that. And after that, all he really wanted to do was go around telling, he spoke all over for about a year, all about Courageous and the impact, and for fathers. And then he did I Can Only Imagine. He actually produced that with the Irwin brothers. The Irwin brothers are directors. And just some really wonderful people. But he's done, what else did he do? Woodlawn. And
yeah, there's one other movie that he produced, and it was like Mom's Night Out, I think.
Mom's
it was
Night
his
Out.
Earliest one. And
that's right.
I haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
It's a TV series. It was a TV series.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure. It was a while ago. It wasn't that long ago. But, yeah, I know that Alex Kendrick helped him on that. Mm-hmm. And they kind of helped each other. So I think that it was a TV series.
Yeah,
so Mom Signed Out. Yeah. And he played a – no, that was a movie. But he played a regular role on a TV series. I think that was Woodlawn. I can't remember. But I tell you, he's done so much. And to really he's worked with so many great actors. He's worked with Dennis Quaid on I Can Only Imagine, and that really impacted him too. And it impacted Dennis. And so you see these people that have chosen this route that have all this talent, and they're able to get these movies out. And there's a lot of other Christians trying to get movies out, but the Irwin brothers, they're directing with Kevin Downs, and he has a brother named Bobby, and they really work to get these movies out. And then the Kendricks. There's just so many really great people that are working hard now for the world.
I have so much greater appreciation of the producer's role.
Yeah.
Now, after getting into Kevin's life a little bit and seeing he was saying, like, producing a movie is like trying to put together a puzzle with 100,000 pieces.
Yes, and so we started asking him, and this next clip, it's going to play as soon as we come back. And it's about 8 minutes, I think. But he's going to share, because I asked him questions about his career and what exactly he does as a producer, because I have a lot of kids and young people asking me, how can they get into that? How can they do what he does? What exactly is a part of that? And how does that differ from, like, every other part of the movie? And so he shares quite a bit about the efforts of getting this movie out and what it takes as a producer, and why he chose the Christian producing. And it's a really great clip. So just know that his passion is there. He was a little run down at the end of everything. So he's a little
tired.
More bubbly normally,
tired.
But he was a little tired for this clip when we got him the next day. So you guys hang in there. Be right back.
To admit, it's getting better.
If you'd like to get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. We have Kevin Downs, producer of the upcoming movie I Still Believe, that is coming out March 13th, Friday, in theaters everywhere. One of the things we do on this show when we interview people is find out if they actually studied in college what they are doing now. Did you major in film producing in school?
My first 2 years of college, I majored in theater arts.
Oh, you did.
And my last 2 years of college, I switched majors and majored in geography.
Now, why did you do that?
Because I wanted to learn something new. And so I didn't want to go to film school to learn how to do film, because I was just going to do it on my own. I already knew that. And my senior year of college, I actually produced my first film while in college in geography. And my teachers were all like, why are you in geography and you're a movie producer? They didn't understand.
Hey, but it sounds like it was fun, right? Studying geography.
It was fun, yeah, because I had a fascination with the weather. And so my emphasis was climatology. And I just love weather patterns and learning about how weather existed and how it worked.
So you started actually with your first film while you were in college.
Yep.
When you have the title producer,
yeah,
that means that you actually have to find a script.
Yep.
And have to get the financing. And then you hire other people. You said you hire other people to do a lot of the other things. Is that right?
Yeah, you're like a general contractor for a building. You're hiring out and you're managing the entire process.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wow. So how much time does it take from the time you get this script to the actual, like, when the film comes out?
It's a full-time job. Usually it takes about a year and a half.
Wow. So why did you choose the Christian film industry?
I chose the Christian film. I'd like to say the Christian film industry chose me.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, I was cast in my first film. I was 22 years old, and it was a Christian film. And God, I think, designed that whole plan. And I saw how that film was impacting lives of teenagers. And I thought, you know what, that's not going to happen if I'm cast in a TV commercial or in a mainstream TV show. I think this is what I want to do with my life, because it just, I get the best of both worlds.
So what was the first film that you were in?
The first film I got cast in was a little 30-minute short film produced by Youth for Christ, and it was called The Crossing.
And that really paved your path for what you were going to do in film after that.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, I didn't produce The Crossing. I was just I acted in it. And then I acted in another Christian film a couple of years later called End of the Harvest. And it was doing that movie that I'm like, okay, I could do this. And then the third film, Christian film I was in, was one that I produced, and it was called The Moment After. That was the first film I produced.
Is there anything you've learned in particular in the production of this movie? What did you notice about your own life and the impact of the film on you?
Yeah, you know, every film kind of has an impact on your life. You know, it's a blessing to be able to make them, and you have to exert a certain amount of patience and sort of self-denial to be able to get a film finished, because it just takes so long and there's so many facts. But it's like doing a puzzle of 20,000 or 30,000 pieces. You know, you just would quit. And you'd be like, okay, I can't do this. But if you really take it piece by piece and step by step, then you'll know that you'll eventually get to the finish line. So I treat each movie that way, that it's not a sprint, that it's a marathon, and you got to treat it, you know, step by step and piece by piece.
We have a really good friend, a guy who was attacked by a grizzly bear. He loves Courageous. That's like his favorite movie. And for you, playing the policeman role in that movie and the impact the movie was hoping to make on fathers, did that movie impact you as a father? Were you a father yet by that time?
Yeah, I think it was God's timing. I had just, my wife and I had went through like 9 years of infertility. And when I got cast in that film, I had just become a dad for the first time. and amazingly, we had two little boys within 13 months, one adopted and one biological. And so I was a new dad. So I was excited about being a dad. And so my passion for that film was very personal for me. We ended up speaking at churches around the country for about a year following the release, because that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to produce another movie. I just wanted to talk about the experience of being in Courageous.
Oh, I could see that. It impacted so many people. Now, you were working with Alex Kendrick, well, the Kendrick brothers, on that movie. Is that the first movie you did with them?
Yeah, that's the only film I've done with them so far.
That's the only film. So then you were with the Irwin brothers.
Yeah, the Kendricks, I just acted in that movie. So then with the Irwin brothers, I've produced for them the last four films. So yeah, the Irwin brothers are film directors. So yeah, they directed the film. So they're directing the actors, and they're kind of behind the camera and framing what it is that you see. So from an artistic standpoint, so that's what their main function is, you know, as directors. And John also writes the scripts that they direct.
So you guys really have been hitting it off together and doing these films together. You'll probably continue doing many more. Do you have any in the pipeline?
We have two in the pipeline. One is called The Jesus Revolution, and another one is called American Underdog, The Kurt Warner Story.
Kurt Warner. How did Kurt Warner come up?
Kurt Warner was something that was pitched to me, and it was being set up somewhere else, and they couldn't figure it out. And I've been a Kurt Warner fan for, my goodness, a long time. I'm an Arizona Cardinals season ticket holder, and so when he played with the Cardinals and took them to the Super Bowl, that was a big part of my life. And I just really admired him as a human, not just as a football player. And so the opportunity to be able to grab his life rights and tell his story was something that was really a passion for me.
Well, that's great.
We actually wondered what it was like working with, you know, Gary Sinise and Jeremy Camp and all the people that are in this movie. It has a great cast.
Yeah, Gary Sinise is great. I mean, he's such a
kind-hearted human being and really gives a lot of his time to military and troops and those families around the country, and just a selfless man and really sweet and gentle.
Yeah,
and Jeremy Camp's great. I mean, if you go to a Jeremy Camp concert, what you see is what you get. He's the same way off stage as he is on stage, and that's who he is.
And the man who's playing the Jeremy Camp role, his last name's Abba, is that right?
KJ Abba plays Jeremy Camp, really, really talented young man who is from New Zealand, and just really, really passionate about what this story is, and he feels like it's really anointed by God, and he really dove in, all in, to tell this story because he wanted the world to hear it and see it.
We were wondering about when you're picking actors to pick somebody like him, because he's pretty incredible.
I start to think of people with our casting director, Beverly Holloway, about who might be right. And it's more of a discussion than anything internally. Yeah. And then discussions with him and his representatives. And that's sort of how we came upon him.
Oh, goodness gracious. I had never heard of him, and yet he's so talented. He's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's really good. I just appreciate it so much that you taking the time for us.
Sure.
And I know that you have a lot of these to do, Kevin, and we look forward to interviewing you again in the future with your future movies.
Awesome.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate you very much.
God bless.
That was so awesome.
Wasn't that fun to do that interview with him?
So he was in Southern California, and he was tired by the time he got to us. He's been doing these interviews kind of back to back to back with all the media.
I can't even imagine.
It's amazing what they do. So Alex Kendricks, when they contacted us, by the same people mm-hmm. contacted us, and they had all these slots for you to fill in, and they were just filled with interviews. And so we got him at the end. I mean, we had him a little before that, and then we caught him at the very end as well. And then there was a difference. You could hear him coughing a little bit.
He
was still so kind.
He's so very gracious, and kind. And yes. It's not like he was, had any kind of resentment that he was having to do this with us.
Oh,
he was
no.
very open, outgoing, and really seemed to be appreciative that we had an opportunity to let him speak about it, talk about it.
Yeah, and they do. They partner with all of us in the media mm-hmm. and to try to get their movie out. And they love getting to other Christians that are in media. And or you can see them at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention too, NRB.
Right.
We run into these people as well. And it's so good to see them again, right? It's like a big family, and they're always so kind. And I think that when you see the movie, it kind of projects that too.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody is they're really good people, and even Jeremy Kipp's family. Jerry Sinise plays his dad. It's just I think Shania Twain is his mom.
Shania Twain is his mom.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. I didn't recognize her at first.
Right. I didn't either, but we knew she was in the film, so we kind of kept looking for her, and mm-hmm. and it, pretty quick we realized who that was. But, there is this kind of respect that goes along with people in the media, in the industry that we're mm-hmm. in anyway, the Christian media industry. And I remember being at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, mm-hmm. that, even really what we would consider really high-profile, big-name people, would stand there and talk with me. They would really just seem to appreciate the fact that we were mm-hmm. We wanted to talk to them,
Yeah, they loved you. They're like, sure, I'll let your wife interview me. Sure, you can interview me. And this is so kind.
Really, before my show, I think,
show
or
started.
We were thinking about
no,
it.
No, it was in the middle. You had just started. Now, let me just say this. A year ago, really March 2019, Kevin partnered with the Irwin Brothers and Tony Young to launch Kingdom Story Company. And it's a new entertainment company in partnership with Lionsgate
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That endeavors to create life-changing content. And they do it from taking life stories or a variety of they would say a variety of talented storytellers. I mean, they look for really good stories that they can bring this life-changing content. So people that have that story. So we are going to send him Greg Matthews' book, He Was Attacked by a Grizzly, and we've had him on before, and God started talking to him during the attack. That book is called Wild Awakening. If you haven't read that, you should go get that at your Barnes & Noble or Amazon or whatever. And that's life-changing content. And so we just love that he does that. We love that the Irwin brothers are working together with him to do that, and Tony Young and Lionsgate.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, in light of that, you know, the human interest, the personal story mm-hmm. emphasis, we live in a world where there's so much emphasis on human people, right? And
right.
Superheroes, and everybody likes a good superhero story once in a while. But this reminds me that there is as much power, if not more, in a true story that is powerful, that comes out of the life of a couple or a family or just one person or whatever. Those are powerful stories. You don't have to have a superhero movie in order to be excited, to see drama, and to come out refreshed and energetic and encouraged.
I think that superhero movies give us hope that in the end the good guy wins,
mm-hmm.
and that's always cool. And I think that you can, these real life stories that are incredible, that are life-changing stories, you have heroes in just regular people, right? That give
absolutely.
You hope. And Jeremy Camp in this movie, his passion, his love for this woman is sacrificial. I mean, it's who wouldn't want to be less? Okay, so what Kevin Down's wife said was, who wouldn't want to be loved like that? Who wouldn't? Everyone wants to be loved like that.
Sometimes it's hard for us to put together what agape love, the New Testament kind of sacrificial, selfless love, God's love, what that looks like. If you want to see a picture of that, you go see this movie, and you'll see it in Jeremy Camp.
Yes, he gave his whole heart, soul, everything to this woman,
mm-hmm.
and that was amazing. And, you know, his dad wasn't really sure. Like, he was like, I'm not sure, you know, that you should do this, but he does it, and they're behind him. And, I think that you would be concerned if you really loved somebody. That, you know, that's a hard way to go. And so it's just it's a wonderful, passionate, sacrificial love and faith, hope, and love. But, gosh, so much sacrifice.
Right. And, you know, that 1 Corinthians 13 passage that we're reminded about, that these three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And that really comes out in this. Hope is a big, big theme, too, in this movie. And I think that's really important.
Well, and it's interesting that Kevin did, you know, he acted in the movie courageous, because what I saw in Jeremy Camp in this movie was he's incredibly courageous.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
didn't care about the risk. He didn't care about the sacrifice. He was going to move forward in courage and faith in God and go for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. He was willing to put his plans away, his dreams away, and focus on her. Yeah.
And instead, right now, guys, there's a lot of bad news going around out there, you know, and people are panicking, people are scared, or people are just tired of it, right? This is a great movie to go see. Just bring joy to your heart and passion to your life. And I just encourage you to think about other things away from the news media. Get away from the television and enjoy life. Find passion. Find purpose. And just find joy.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We just want to let you know that next week we're going to have Dr. Wallach on again for the coronavirus. You know, just his views on that, more detailed views on that. And we just encourage you, if you hadn't heard last week, you can go back and hear our show last week. You can go to Getting Better with Ann Beal, and we have got to put that one on Facebook. It's not on on YouTube. It is on Facebook. But we need to put it on YouTube so people can go watch that one. I haven't done that yet. And you know what we do, because part of the show Getting Better is to let you know how to always stay well and how to get well and how to get better in every area of your life. And this is physical, and so we let you know what we do to boost our immune system and to stay well and to, you know, we use Pure Works sanitizer. I tried to get more yesterday. It's sold out. And so it's so great. We use it at our clinics because it lasts 6 to 8 hours. Some people say 3 to 5 hours. Anything you touch, you don't get any bacteria at all.
The other hand sanitizers, even the ones you would know about, the common household names, last 15 seconds. And this kills everything, viruses, germs, whatever is out there that might be a problem mm-hmm. for us. It kills them for 5 to 6, 7 hours.
But you can wash your hands. You know, they've said that. Wash your hands, 20 seconds, 25 seconds. I find if I just put the soap on first before I turn the water on and rub my hands around. But, you know, they say that hand sanitizers need to have at least 90% alcohol. You could just use alcohol. It's the crazy. It just dries out your hands. But, hey, it works.
It kills germs.
It smells bad. Anyway, but, you know, just want to, you know, be careful. But we know that the death rate is no different than the flu. I don't want to get the flu. And we do everything to not get the flu at our clinic because to miss, you know, we don't need to miss a week or two. It's very expensive for us to do that. And it's hard on our clients because they need us.
Right.
And so we really work hard to boost our immune system to stay well. And we encourage you to do that, too. I don't want you to be afraid to go see this movie. We really want you to go out. The first weekend when a movie comes out is one of the most important times if you can get out this weekend. You know, if you're worried about crowds, go early. We went early.
Yeah, we went in the middle of the day.
And we went like
much
3.
Smaller crowd.
It was, yeah, a smaller crowd. But, you know, I just in general, I try not to go out in a huge crowd only because I don't want to get the flu during flu season. You know, as far as at the movie theater, I always like to go earlier. You kind of like to go later. And my family, they're night owls. They always want to go later. I'm just not as...
I'm not into late movies.
I like early. I wish they had them like at 9, but, 9 in the morning. And they could get up and have breakfast and then go. So
yeah.
Next week, we have Dr. Wallach, and then we're going to have San Jeeves, who is the formulator for, he formulates all the products for Youngevity.
Yeah, he's a chemist. And
well,
he's the
not
one
just
who,
Youngevity.
Yeah, for
he's
a number chemist. Of other companies as well. Mm-hmm. But this guy is, you will really love hearing from this guy. He's mm-hmm. really a neat guy, but he's a brilliant man. And he's the one who cooks up the different formulas for the really great products, healthcare products out there.
Yeah, so he's the lead formulator, and then he also has started his own company. And he actually, we just have to say, he's formulated a lot of the products that we use. Mm-hmm. In fact, when we interviewed him, all those products were behind him. And I'm like, oh, I know all those products.
Did you do that? Yes. Did you do that? Yes.
Yes. And so he helps us, too, to know how to boost your immune system and know what to do. But he also talks about how CBD... from hemp works inside your body. And really, we asked for a lot of details because his new company is all about using that. And Dr. Wallach uses that too. But I needed someone who could tell me details, who actually make the product and what's important when we buy it, how you use it, and exactly what it does. Because you hear all this stuff and we don't know the exact details. And he was very helpful.
Yeah, very.
Very helpful.
And, you know, sometimes people will use either the oil or liquid CBD and they can't really feel anything immediately. They're expecting something to happen. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, then they think it's no good. And that's not really true. And so Sanjeev helps us understand exactly how CBD works, what it does mm-hmm. inside the body, mm-hmm. and why you may not feel exactly what you think you would like to feel at first.
Yes, and a lot of the products that Youngevity has and that he has combine a lot of other really good products to really maximize effects in your body. And so they're just different. And so we wanted you to hear that. We are so grateful to Kevin Downs mm-hmm. and just Kingdom Story Company and all the work that they did on this film, I Still Believe. We encourage you to go out this weekend.
Yep.
You know, go enjoy yourself. And if you get a chance, check out all Kevin's other movies. I Can Only Imagine, Courageous, Woodlawn, Mom's Night Out.
We're going to do that.
If you're hunkering in or if you're quarantining in or whatever you're doing, watch these movies and just talk about bringing joy to your life and impacting you, you know, to change your life. That's what he does with his whole life.
Yeah.
And all these people in the movie are really passionate about that.
You'll be blessed to go watch those movies. So we wish you Godspeed and blessings.
Get better. Take care.